If the National Rifle Association gets their way, you'll soon see loaded guns in America's national parks. A proposal to do just that was offered late last year by Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn. But according to Scott McElveen, president of the Association of National Park Rangers, the Bush administration will put the change into law themselves. He says among the reasons why his group is against the proposal is poaching in national parks.
One of the arguments the other side uses that criminals will, including poachers, will, you know, use guns regardless of what the regulations are. And that's we agree with that. There are a certain number of people that come to parks to poach wildlife, and they're going to do that regardless of what the regulation or law is. And that's a small percentage of people, but there are some. There are also, we agree with the other side, that there are a number of people that are law-abiding citizens that could carry guns in parks, and they would never break any law with their weapon no matter what. And that's a truism. What the other side doesn't seem to want to discuss is there's a group in the middle, a very large group in the middle of people that are opportunist shooters. They may see an animal, whether it be a trophy animal that they've been hunting outside the park and haven't seen and just become frustrated and now see it in the park, or whether it's a snake that they've been told all their life by their family that you shoot snakes on sight no matter what species or what they are. Some form of wildlife that they just all of a sudden, the wildlife is close to them and they have a loaded weapon and it makes it easy to take that shot. That large group is what this regulation is aimed at. It's not aimed at the people that will always obey the law, and it's not aimed at the people that will always break the law. There's also the situation of parks were created to preserve natural and cultural resources, and wildlife is specifically mentioned in the Organic Act of the National Park Service from 1916 as something that we are to preserve. People come, you know, spend millions of dollars to go to places like Everglades National Park to see the alligators and Yellowstone to see the bison and elk and Great Smoky Mountains to see bears and many more parks than I'm talking about right now. They spend millions of dollars. They help the communities around those parks economically with their visits. If that watchable wildlife, because the wildlife in those parks are not necessarily afraid of people because they don't get shot at, you know, on a frequent basis like wildlife outside parks does. And so if those easily available wildlife for people to watch, for their families to watch along the roadside disappear because people are shooting at them on this opportunistic basis and remove more of them or kill more of them, then sooner or later, what reason do people come to parks for if they can't see the wildlife anymore, if it's all several half mile or miles away into the more remote sections of the park because all the watchable wildlife next to the road has been taken? What if that was their primary reason to come to the park, now what reason do they have to come to the park?
Now, Scott, you said that in all probability, if this, in fact, does go through the Federal Register, that there'll be a period of public comment. Will those be meetings held nationally, or do you know, have any idea how people can let their voices be known about this?
No, it's a write-in type of comment, and since the last time it was done, obviously we've got the internet now, and there'll be an internet component where you can reply, via internet. In the old days, all you could do is write a hard copy letter and mail it in, but that's how the comments come in. They come in writing. And what the agency, or in this case, since the Department of Interior is the one that's doing this, not the agency, not the National Park Service, will have to do is tabulate all those comments, decide if any of them have substantive reasons to change the proposed regulation, the regulation that they've proposed, and specifically answer those that they believe that are substantive. And you understand what I mean by that. I mean, you could... Somebody writes in and says, I don't like this regulation, and that's all they say. That's not really anything the agency has to answer. You have to give them a reason why you don't like it, or you do like it, and why you think it should change.